Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Well, I'm going to show this for you, those who work so hard for your money, and you want your money to start working harder for you right now. You want that freedom of cash flow today, not 30 or 40 years from now, but right now, so you can live that life as you love with those that you love. But most importantly, it's not just about getting rich, it's about living a rich life, because as you are blessed financially, you can create a greater ripple effect through the lives of others. That is what I'm so excited about. Thank you for allowing me to create a ripple effect through you by tuning in, binging on these episodes. You've been sharing them with others. Thank you so much for doing that. As a reminder, go to our Facebook page, the Money Ripplers page. Find that if you're using Facebook. If you don't use Facebook, fine. Go keep, you know, binging on our stuff on YouTube. But trust me, you want to go to Money Ripplers group. You want to engage with others just like you. Go check that out today. Hey guys, have you wanted to invest in real estate? How would it be if you could do that with just $100 and get good, consistent returns? Well, that's exactly what our friends at Pre-REO does, where they buy these properties in bulk and at discount, be able to turn around and sell them or and or rent them to create profits. And they do this in the crowdsourcing all your monies together. And as a result, pay you a consistent 7% return on your money paid monthly. And on top of that, guys, you even get some liquidity options too. So even though you can have your money in there for years, you are allowed to be able to access that money sooner if you needed to. So if you're interested in being able to invest in real estate with just $100 or more, whether you're accredited or not, go ahead and reach out to our friends at www.prereo.com/moneyripples. That's prereo.com/moneyripples. Check them out. All right, guys. So I want to talk about financial independence, but most importantly, financial freedom, because there is a difference between the two. Yeah, financial independence is one thing. Financial freedom is what allows you to do exactly what I talk about doing on this show, right? Which is, how do you become financially free where you can do what you want with those that you want to be whenever the heck you want to do it, right? It's giving you options, choice, and control of your life and of your own destiny and your legacy. That is what we're talking about here today. Now, hang in to the end, because I'm going to share with you how many people that can become financially independent still never achieve financial freedom. So you got to have this key piece of the puzzle. So be sure to hang out with us to the end. All right. So let's talk about financial independence. What is it? Simply put, is this: when you have enough passive income to pay for your monthly expenses, you are financially independent. Now, that doesn't mean you're financially independent forever, right? Especially we have inflation. We'll talk about that. But essentially, that's it, is that you find out what your monthly expenses are. And if you have enough passive income to at least meet or pay for those expenses or then some, you're financially independent, right? You're now no longer have to work. You can work by choice. You work because you want to, not because you have to. Financial freedom is much different. Financial freedom is more of a state of mind or a state of being. It's something that allows you to know that money no longer controls your life. You're no longer dictated by it. Money is no longer the reason or excuse that you do or do not do anything. It's really a place that you say, I have full freedom. And money is no longer a concern or bearing down on my mind. Now, let's talk about financial independence first. Now, you got to understand how much you need in expenses, right? You got to know what your monthly expenses are. If you don't know this number, it's going to be vague. It's not going to work. Many people, when they come to us and they reach out to us and say, Chris, you know, or they've talked to our team, they're like, listen, we want to be financially independent. Here's our cash flow goal, $10,000 a month, $20,000 a month, whatever it might be. We're assuming, of course, that their expenses are less than that number, right? But the mystery is, how do you get to that goal, right? How do you get there? So I'm going to share something. I'm going to share, depending on which strategy you pick, whether you're doing the traditional financial advisor mutual fund route versus using alternative investments, they're very, very different, okay? So let me show you here. Financial independence, right? Now, I think that if you want to be financially independent truly, and this is up based on today's dollars, you need to hit your monthly expenses plus 10% more. Why? Because sometimes you have more expenses. You might have more medical or health expenses or health insurance expenses, for example, that maybe your company is covering for you today that won't be covered otherwise. You got to factor that in. They might be compensating you or giving you other benefits that maybe you'll have to pay for out of pocket now. So I add 10%. What does that mean? If you have $10,000 a month of expenses coming out, that means you probably want $11,000 a month of passive income coming in to say, now I can be financially independent and I can retire. Now, here's the thing is that with mutual funds, it's much, much different. Mutual funds are based on accumulating money, right? It's interesting because all the financial advisors come from a place of scarcity. Everything is meant to accumulate and stagnate. You know, it's just meant to sit there and grow, and eventually you'll have enough of a nest egg to live on by living on less than the interest. Now, that's different with, you know, what we talk about here, where it's cash flow. It's meant to flow and grow, and that's where money really comes in, comes to life. So talking about the mutual fund thing, now, back in the day, and even today, there's still people teaching the old 4% rule. There's so much old information out there today that are still being taught like it's gospel. The truth is the 4% rule has been dead forever. Even 15, 20 years ago when I was a financial advisor, I was questioning this. For example, I remember that my goal was $60,000 a year. I thought back in the early 2000s, that would be amazing, right? That would be amazing if I have $60,000 a year coming in. Now, my perspective was coming from a young married guy with very little expenses. We had a baby who wasn't even eating food yet. Now I got five teenagers and they're eating everything. They're like eating the house. I mean, I barely keep the studio intact by kicking them out so they don't eat this equipment, right? They don't eat your camera, you know, that kind of stuff. I mean, they eat everything. So there's definitely a lot more expenses today than there were back then. But $60,000 a year felt great. Well, I even knew back then, we even us as financial advisors discussed this, we questioned the 4% rule thinking, is that really work? Is that really enough? No. So I picked 3%. Well, 3% you see here is you times your number by 35. Now, if I want $60,000 a year, times that by 35, you get about 2.1 million, right? I just rounded it to 2 million. So in my mind, my goal was I need to save $2 million in my mutual fund so that I can live on $60,000 a year. Now, granted, I was in my mid-20s at the time. That was still almost 15 years away in that moment. So really, if you think about inflation, I'm going to need double that number. So really, I needed more like $4 or $5 million by that point. But, you know, I was like, hey, if I can hit $2 million, that's what I need to do. I will save everything. I will turn down that thermostat. I will be cheap as possible so that we were not paying very much in our utilities. I kept a really cheap mortgage payment, you know, just be dirt cheap. I mean, my house was so bad. Like it was seriously like built in 1971. It was a great house, a great starter home. But we had a carport and the carport was designed poorly so that you couldn't even park your car all the way under it. So your butt of your car hung out, still got all the weather elements all over it. It was dumb, right? But hey, I love that cheap house. It was my starter home. If I was going to paint it, I was going to paint it myself. We're going to do stuff ourselves with very little money out of pocket. And it was all about being cheap, right? Well, nowadays, $60,000 a year for many, probably almost any of us listening right now, unless you're single, $60,000 a year really isn't much anymore, is it? It's really not enough to really feel free, that's for sure. So that was great at the time. But the truth is I needed at least $4+ million due by the time I was 40. I mean, I would have to save literally six figures a year to get there with the amount of interest and time that I had. That's the problem. Again, I was thinking I can make 10 or 12% interest in the stock market. I believe that. The truth is the S&P 500, as you guys have just heard me state recently, S&P 500 is actually under 8% right now for the last 30 years. The actual yield of the S&P, not including the fees coming out, and not even factoring in inflation, right? That's all. I mean, that's nothing. And then in fact, you have taxes coming out and that's another problem. So again, not even factoring those things. So this is why 3% rule is a better number than 4%. And by the way, if you don't believe me, Wall Street Journal came out the same thing last October, finally said what I've been saying for 15 years previous. They said 3% is the new number. That's the number if you don't want to try to run out of money, you know, and it essentially means that because of inflation, you're eating through your money and you don't run out, right? That's a big problem. Now, if you're younger, in your 30s and 40s, you want to hit financial independence, I would say not 3%, but 2%. Notice on here, it's times 50. That means if I wanted $60,000 a year times 50, I needed $3 million in that moment. Here's the truth though. Many of you, if you want $100,000 a year times 50, you need $5 million, you know, or at least $3.5 to $5 million. In some cases more, because that's if you retire today. If you got more years, I would say about for every decade, double that number, So if you got 20 years, I would about 3 to 4 times that number, or whatever you think that is. So if you say, I want $100,000 a year in today's dollars, and I'm, you know, say that you're 25 years old right now, you want to retire by 45. Okay, we're going for that 3%, right? We already know it's $3.5 million. But if you have 20 years to do that, you probably need to make that number at least 3 times, which would make it over $10 million, right? This is why we had a guy that came to us. He had saved a couple $100,000 a year, built up over $3 million by the time he was 52 in all of his mutual funds. Yet the financial advisor says, keep going, because you need to have about $18 million to live on even the 4% rule. He wanted $500,000 a year you want to live on. It was great when we can give him the good news. Hey, with alternative investments, it doesn't have to be that much, which leads to the next point right here, right? Going down, alternative investments, we look at a basic return of 10%. With our 20 plus vetted investment operators and professionals, people that we have in our network that that they have a great track record of paying people. It doesn't mean it's guaranteed, but they do a pretty good job. 10% is pretty much the baseline of what many of them pay. Some will pay more, but we try to keep it at 10%. Well, again, if your goal is $100,000 a year, just add a zero. That means you need $1 million a year to be able to have $100,000 a year coming in. Or sorry, you have to have $1 million in savings that's now being used to build and pay you cash flow every single month, year, whatever. Now, there's always differences with taxes and all that stuff. We get it. But that's basically what it is add a zero onto whatever the annual number you need per year. If you need $200,000 a year, you need $2 million to invest. And just so you know, it doesn't have to always come from savings. Some of you got equity trapped in properties that we can leverage and use. Some of you have rentals that the return on equity is so low, it's not really doing anything for you. So there's lots of advantages, lots of answers for you. But that 10%, way easier to achieve, because again, we're focused on cash flow that's meant to flow and grow, not the accumulation mindset, which is meant to stagnate and accumulate. So that's the thing we can do with that. Much, much easier. If I were given the choice between the two, I think it's pretty easy. Mutual funds suck. Alternative investments are better. Neither of them are guaranteed, but at least I know I have more control and I have cash flow coming in, the much better amount of passive income coming in than otherwise would have come in anyways. This is why we've had guys on the show that we've actually had interviewed, you know, like we had the rancher, had him come on. Now his numbers are huge, right? Way more. He's getting into multiple six figures of passive income, but just using the equity from the land that he had. I mean, that's awesome, especially with the different people he's able to leverage in our network. Those kind of things are great. You know, seeing people hit those financial freedom numbers, and now they work by choice. And by the way, when you work, that keeps it going, because we come back to inflation. What about inflation? If you try to just hit 10%, right? If you want $100,000 a year, you're at $1 million. Cool, I made it. Well, you might want at least $15,000 a month coming in, not just $10,000 or not just $8,000 a month. You might want even double that. So that's my answer, is if you want a perpetual financial freedom, at least double it. So if you want $100,000 a year, aim for $200,000 a year. Why? Because that extra $100,000 you have per year, you can use that to invest. That earns a 10% return, adding another $10,000 a year. That's now giving you $110,000 a year versus $100,000. And if you add 5% of inflation, now you're still above inflation. You're still outpacing it. At least double it. Here's the other way around it. You can keep working your job. You can keep doing stuff. I have many clients that just want to work part-time. They say, if I could work 2 or 3 days a week, I love my work. In fact, I would hate it if I quit my job or quit my business. I want to keep doing it. I just want to do it less. Great, then do that. You can have those kind of things. You can have your side hustles, right? You can have all those things involved that make it work. So many different things you can do to make this work out in your favor. Again, you want to at least double it. Now, there's another way around it. If you don't want to have to actually create any income, you can also buy investments that grow. This is why I love still having investment real estate as part of my portfolio, because that cash flow can grow perpetually. Because as rents go up each and every year, we raise the rent on our tenants. And if there's a year that we don't, fine. It all balances out to where it ends up raising over time, because it's a little inflation hedge of their cash flow. Now, many of our clients might not want to do a lot of rentals, even if it's turnkey and you're hands off. Some would just want to do syndications, you know, where they invest in apartments, sell storage, oil and gas, whatever. That's fine. But the thing is this, that if they only get that fixed preferred return, they don't get that growth with it. They don't have more to invest later. You got to go and far exceed the number that you need every month so that you have enough to keep growing that money over and over. So be warned of that. But you do want to have, if it's part of your portfolio, part of your plan, You want to make sure that game plan includes some growing assets along with the cash flowing assets. I like cash flow and growth. Those are the best ones, right? And this is why we do a plan. This is why we help people create a game plan to be able to map that out and then connect them with deals that do that. So you want to have that diversity in your portfolio so that you don't have to save as much and you can get more bang for your buck. Okay, does that make sense? Now, as promised, I want to talk about financial freedom now. Financial freedom is not a state of your pocketbook or your bank account, state of mind, or even a state of being. It's part of who you are. This can only be fostered with an abundance mindset. You must have an abundance mindset, even if you're financially independent. I've seen people reach financial independence, but they still have that mindset of scarcity, that saver mindset, for example, or it could be a spender mindset because they just keep blowing all their money. But from the saver mindset, think about it. This is what we're always taught by financial advisors. This is conventional wisdom, right? Even Dave Ramsey always teach you from a scarcity mindset that there's never enough. You can never save enough. You can never pay off your debt fast enough. It's never enough. That's a problem. The problem is money is a magnifier of your soul. It only makes you more of who you already are. So if you believe that there's not enough money, guess what happens when you have more of it? You now believe now you don't have enough. You still don't have enough. And you keep building and building. And it's this perpetual rat race you'll never get out of. You have to foster an abundance mindset, knowing that there's more than enough money out there, more than enough resources, more than enough time, more than enough love, more than enough of everything that you need. That is the key. Understand that there's limitless possibilities. Even if there's finite resources, which is true, there are finite resources. There is not a finite number of ways to exchange and get those resources to work for you. This is why we haven't died off as a planet. I mean, I remember Ben Stein sharing an example when he was a kid. He went to school in the 1950s, back in grade school. He came home to his dad, who's a Harvard economist. By the way, if you don't know who Ben Stein is, he's the guy from the Clear Eye commercials, you know, back in the day, or Ferris Bueller's Day Off, where he said, Bueller, that guy, right? You know, anybody? Voodoo economics, right? That was Ben Stein. Well, when he was in grade school, you know, he came home, he said, Dad, we're going to run out of food in the next 10 years. And his dad, who again had been, you know, been a little bit wiser in his years, and maybe like some of you as well, would say, not going to happen. He's like, but Dad, the numbers are there. Numbers don't lie. You know, figures don't lie, Dad. He's like, Ben, figures don't lie, but liars figure. And as you know, we've survived since the 1960s. We didn't run out of food. Granted, some of that's been GMO'd. We don't like that as much, but you know, there's still been multiple ways to be able to be more efficient and create more resource from what seemed like a finite number of resources. Money's the same thing. Money, just the faster exchange his hands, the more money everybody makes. The key is getting money to exchange hands. That's why 2020 through 2021 was incredible, because the government just threw money at us and money was flooding around through the economy and overinflated it. And they did it artificially, right? They were trying to create something that shouldn't have been created in the first place. Different when we're exchanging money because we're delivering value, we're serving people, solving problems, doing things to better everybody's lives. Money moves faster, economies boom, and it can be sustainable, right? Doesn't mean it's sustainable at the same degree. It's going to flux still, but it's sustainable. Now, I'm not going to go into economics here, but the point is this. There is more than enough money, more than enough resources. There is abundance of it. Until you believe in that, until you start having faith over fear, right? You start to choose abundance over scarcity, you will never become financially free. If you're always afraid of losing money, guess what happens when you have more money? You're just afraid of losing it all, right? And now you just lose more of it. You're more scared. It just amplifies the emotions already within you. If you're already a jerk, you're selfish with money, you're going to be more selfish when you have more money. You must work on your abundance mentality now. That is key. And if there's anything I teach my clients that they need to do beyond just calculating the numbers, which is easy, by the way, calculating the numbers and doing the investments is the easy part. Changing this, that's the hard part to become free. That's the part that people will spend years on, many more years than what they spend on just the investments. I'll add one more thing. You must have a definite purpose for this money. You must have a purpose that draws out the emotions in you, that pulls you towards that goal faster. I'll give you an example. Just recently, I'm telling my kids, hey guys, here's some jobs I want you to do. It's summertime. Do these jobs. You'll make a lot of money. Well, guess what happens to the kids that have no purpose for that money? They don't care. They don't want to do anything. They're like, why? I just have money. What am I going to do with it? But those that say, like, we have one 12-year-old that she's like, I want to build that money up so I can invest with my parents, right? I want to invest with them. That one is motivated and she will make, you know, try to do those chores. Now she'll still whine and complain like any preteen teenager, right? But the more definite purpose she has, the better she goes. She also bought a metal detector because she wanted to have a metal detector. She worked her tail off to get that metal detector because she had a definite purpose. You need a definite purpose as well. So remember this, hitting the financial numbers are easy. Hitting the, you know, your expenses plus 10% or even plus 50% or even 100%, doubling your expenses, that's the easy part. Financial freedom, where money doesn't control you, where you do things, where money's no longer the reason that you do or do not do anything, that's something that requires more work up here. That is what you need to work on today. That's my wish for you. If you have a question about how you become financially independent and financially free, reach out to us today at moneyripples.com. Make a wonderful and prosperous week. See you later. Hey!
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.